following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey guys, so today I just want to share with you guys a quick thought on a believer's responsibility. Now, when I say responsibility, I don't just mean in a generic sense, though that is definitely a good thing. But I mean it specifically in the area about how we hear God's word, or you know, how we receive God's word and how we live it out. An example I kind of think of is, you know, when you're listening to a sermon, or maybe you've read a passage of scripture, and immediately in listening to it or reading it, you thought, man, this person, ooh, they so need this. Right? I think all of us have been there before where we thought this would be perfect for fill in the blanks, someone else. And though I think that could be a really good thing, if it's done in a right heart and in a humble way, wanting to share something that encourages a brother or sister, absolutely. And yet, here's the pushback. I think we need to be careful not to only do that and miss out on the way that God might want to speak to us, or might be wanting to speak to us personally. And so, you know, for me, from time to time, I get the privilege and the opportunity to be able to officiate a wedding. And when I do, there's a time frame in the wedding where the bride and the groom, they both get their rings. And I'll say something to the tune of a reminder of your actions, your deeds, and your decisions now have a profound impact on someone else's life. That because they're in this relationship, now their actions really matter for the other person. And I thought that's an important thing for us. And I think there's a little bit of a parallel there for us as believers. That because of what Jesus has done for us, because of the fact that God has placed his spirit inside of us when we trusted Jesus, he's actually placed us here in this time frame for the purposing of being able to reflect his kingdom, right? For the purposing of being able to testify of who he is, to be his witness, to let our light so shine before men that they might give glory to our Father in heaven. And I think there's a part of us that says yes and amen. But on the flip side of that, I think, again, there's a little bit inside of our, maybe just kind of the way that we perceive church. And I know this is in me at times too, to be able to think, okay, well, that's a good thing. I mean, hopefully others do that. But what I want to encourage you and I to be about more and more is saying, but God has placed that in me. God has placed his spirit in me to be able to do that, to be his witnesses, that I have a role to play in being an influence, in being a representative, and being a disciple maker for the glory of our King. And so this is not meant to be a guilt trip. This is not meant to be a means to be able to gain the love of God. Because again, man, God demonstrated his own love toward us, that while we're still sinners, that's when Christ died for us. Jesus says in John 15 that as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. And he was speaking to his followers. So it's not that, but it is a call to say that the Christian life goes, man, beyond just attending a service, beyond reading our Bible from time to time. But Jesus is calling you and I into an abundant life, and into an intimate relationship with him. You know, I was starting to think about, like, what would it look like if more and more, if we seen ourselves in a way where we thought, man, I am a representative of God's kingdom in the place where I live, in the people whose lives I'm in the influences and stewardships I've been given. And in it, my hope is that they would see Jesus in the midst of all that I do. And how different would our, again, our cities look? How different would our county look? How different would our homes look? How different would our relationships look? And this is a challenge for you guys. It's a challenge for me. And so I just want to end our time with reading a common verse that most of you guys know from 2 Chronicles. But as I'm reading this, I want you guys to take a moment to think about, okay, you know, what responsibility or what part do I have in this? And then I'm just going to ask you to take some time to pray about how God might want to use this in your life. So it says from 2 Chronicles, "And my people who bear my name, if they'll humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. My eyes will now be open and my ears attentive to their prayer from this place." Father, I pray that for God us, Lord. God, would you forgive us? God, thank you that you're faithful and just to cleanse us and forgive us of all unrighteousness. Help us to take responsibility for the season and the times in which we live. And God, may we be about prayer. May we seek your face. May we humble ourselves before you. And God, would you heal, Lord? Would you move? And God, would you use us for your purposing? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. God bless you guys. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life